voters will be required now to present a photo ID. Most of them will have a driver's license that they can use. They want to make sure that the current address is on the driver's license. If it is not, they'll need to use something like a residential lease, a utility bill, a cell phone bill, bank statement, some type of paycheck, or other government document like a property tax statement or something like that that proves they do live in the precinct. Other forms of ID may include things like a non-operator's ID that you get from the DOT. It could be a military card or a veteran card, a passport, and in some cases, primarily in other counties, a tribal ID is going to be able to work.